From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 24th, 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Straits Times, Russia's Ozon says 4 logistics hubs targeted by Ukrainian drones. Og24, 4 logistics hubs owned by Russia's second largest online retailer Ozon in southern Russia were targeted in Ukrainian drone attacks, the company said on Monday, bringing the number of targeted facilities to 6 since August 22. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top, China maxing boosts inbound tourism in China. ABOF, a global research report, says China is increasingly attracting tourists from other regions. Anna Zhu, BOF, a global research's China and Asia economist, discusses the trend. Factors driving the trend include accessibility, affordability, and authenticity, according to Zhu. She discusses the findings on Bloomberg, The China Show. Source, Bloomberg. Up next, third, from Le Monde, Indirect, Guerra en Ukraine. Des drones Ukrainians ont bise plusieurs centers logistiques d'Ozon, Duxon plus gross entreprise d'e-commerce en Russie. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection. Disable any ad blockers or try using a different browser. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, Canada sees long trade war with US video. Next, fifth, from the Hindu Top, Supreme Court bans construction within 100 meters of Jhajjari River in Rajasthan. This is the latest in a series of orders passed by the Supreme Court to protect the seasonal river, which has faced a barrage of contamination that has affected around 2 million lives in the water-starved state. Up next, sixth, from BBC Asia, China probes use of formaldehyde to keep cabbages fresh. Authorities in China have launched an investigation into reports of formaldehyde being used to preserve the freshness of cabbages for human consumption. Officials in the northeastern Hebei province confirmed that they had verified footage showing individuals dipping cabbages in a solution before loading them onto trucks for transportation. An environmental blogger first released the footage last week, using formaldehyde, a colorless chemical that is known to cause cancer, for preserving the freshness of food in China is strictly prohibited. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top, China's fighter jet gets rare chance to face Rafales in exercise. China's advanced J-16 fighter is set to train alongside Rafales, offering a rare opportunity to test its capabilities against a Western platform after China's J-10 drew attention for its combat performance against the French maker's planes in the India-Pakistan conflict last year. Next, eighth, from the Hindu Top, Modi government strangulating, emasculating ISRO, Congress. The Congress on Monday, August 24, 2026 slammed the Modi government for its aggressive privatization agenda for the space program and asked why ISRO should be strangulated and emasculated for encouraging private startups. Congress General Secretary for Communications, Jairam Ramesh, said there have been news reports over the past couple of days about ISRO's future role in our country's space program. Up next, ninth, from RFI English. France gathers Ukraine's allies to boost resistance to Russia. Countries allied with Ukraine in its war with Russia are meeting on Monday to reaffirm support for Kyiv and discuss how to pressure Moscow to halt its invasion. In talks held symbolically on Ukraine's Independence Day, French President Emmanuel Macron will co-chair the gathering of the so-called Coalition of the Willing via video link. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.